It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Six of the Democratic presidential candidates debated last night at Drake University in Des Moines. Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, and Tom Steyer. Iowa Public Radio's Kate Payne is with me this morning. She and I were both there last night. We host a podcast called Caucus Land. Kate, good morning.
Good morning.
Kate, there were some Iowa-specific moments. I mean, they talked about the USMCA, which is a trade deal that is getting bipartisan support from Iowa lawmakers. What did they say?
Yeah, so this was an instance where sort of a divide between Sanders and everybody else. Sanders has been opposed to these sort of trade deals for a while, and he said, you know, NAFTA led to job outsourcing, and he says that the new NAFTA, USMCA, will do the same. He also cited a lack of reference to climate change in the deal. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts has also had a protectionist history, but she has come out in support of USMCA, although she does have those same concerns about the environment, about organized labor workers. Meanwhile, Klobuchar sort of pivoted to farmers and her ag experience and said the need is out there for producers and this is worth doing.
And certainly climate change came up during the debate over trade, but there was some attention specifically given to climate change during that. We saw some distinct differences in the field.
Yeah, so there's a lot of agreement in the field as far as the country should zero out greenhouse gases by 2045, 2050. But there are differences. Sanders is seen as being the most aggressive on climate with the most expensive plan. He also touted the endorsement of the Sunrise Movement, which was instrumental in putting the Green New Deal out there. But we also had Tom Steyer, billionaire businessman, who has billed himself as a climate candidate, has spent millions on these issues. He actually said that he would declare a state of emergency on day one and talked about the need for strategic retreat on some of these climate threats.
One of the things that was different about this debate is there was actually a moderator from the Des Moines Register, Brianne Fonensteel. She took in some Iowa-specific questions that were there for the candidates. There was one about child care affordability, but there was also a question pointed to Bernie Sanders about health care. Edward in Des Moines asked about his Medicare for All plan and what it would do for the insurance industry. What was his answer there?
Yeah, so that was a pretty pointed question as far as what is this going to do for people who are employed by this industry in places like Des Moines?
Right.
Sanders basically put out the idea of, you know, when eliminating private insurance, you know, there's going to be a transition here. Sanders says he would set aside many, many billions of dollars, he said, to help transition these workers, providing them income, health care, job training. But that it's overall worth moving the healthcare system in this way. He again faced questions about how he would pay for his Medicare for All plan. This is something that Elizabeth Warren has faced as well. It seemed that she's taken more of a hit in her support in the polling based on those questions in recent months since the fall in a way that Sanders doesn't seem to have.
And finally here, this debate was in Des Moines. It was in Iowa. But certainly we've been talking with Iowans throughout the entire year. They're still trying to make their minds up as to who this is going to be. This still feels very much like a jump ball here. I don't think just because this debate had some Iowa-specific answers in it, it's going to change anybody's minds. It's still pretty much up for grabs.
It's so up for grabs. There are so many Iowans who are still making up their minds. The most recent Iowa poll found that a majority of likely Iowa Democratic caucus goers are still not fully committed to a particular candidate. So there's still a lot to be gained and lost in this race.
Iowa Public Radio's Kate Payne, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.
Kate and I host a podcast about the first in the nation Iowa caucuses. It's called Caucus Land. We bring you history as well as take you on the 2020 trail. We also talk with other journalists in our newsroom who've reported on what candidates are saying about the key issues. Also, there are interviews with candidates. And in our latest episode, we explore why Iowa still has a caucus instead of a primary. Bit of a spoiler here. It has a lot to do with that other first in the nation state, New Hampshire. You can find Caucus Land wherever you get your podcasts or listen online at iowapublicradio.org. You can also follow Kate on Twitter. She's at HelloKatePayne. I'm there at Clay_Masters.